Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It is 5:11. The numbers continue to grow in SoCal. Wildfires still raging on. We'll be joining Jerry Blank in just a few moments here. He's in the Palisades area. Winds projected to get to be 70 miles per hour tonight along PCH in the Palisades. We'll talk to Jerry about that one. Yes, winds picking up speed. Got to be aware of that. Let's go ahead and go to Jerry now. He is live with us from Pacific Palisades. First of all, Jerry, welcome to News Radio 92.3. How are you and how is your daughter?
We're doing fine, and we're actually in Santa Monica, but we can still hear, you know, fire trucks, and we heard about this bad wind coming again, so we're a little bit nervous about that.
You know, it's interesting because the last time I saw you, I was with a local surfer here that we were out in Southern California, Sea Dog, and we were at your place there, and I can, my memories, it was just so beautiful in that part of Southern California.
Well, right now where I'm at in Santa Monica, right. You look out, it's a beautiful day. I mean, a couple of days ago, the smoke was everywhere, you know, but right now it's nice. And it was even nice the day it when it all started. It was just a beautiful day, and all of a sudden, here it comes over the hill.
Hey, Jerry, walk me through that, if you don't mind. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what was it like when you first realized, Jerry Blank's in trouble?
Yeah, well, I'd done a private lesson that morning, and I actually have a dance class. I don't teach it, but they rent my studio, and they came in. They were all happy. It was their first class of the year. And I said, hey, we got some rough winds coming today. And that was about 9, 10 in the morning. I started heading home. And all of a sudden, I see some smoke, and, you know, all the fire trucks are flying up the hill. And I never knew that it was going to be coming that quick. And then when we saw the fire getting closer to us, I knew I couldn't go back to my studio. And I packed a few things. I didn't think it was going to come into the village. There's so many giant buildings. There's a Delta supermarket right across the street from me. It got totally destroyed. And I didn't think it was going to be coming. So I took about enough clothes if I was going to go stay in Pensacola for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Luckily, I grabbed my world title belt, which I won in 83, and I saved that. That's like the only thing I got. Yeah. And so we went to Santa Monica. I had some friends that would stay there, but didn't know that we'd still be here to this day.
You know, it's interesting because I think before you owned your own dojo there, you used to rent space out from the Y in the Palisades, didn't you?
Yeah, they actually used me. The funny one was I taught at the Y when I was in Pensacola.
Right.
And they built me my own gym. It was the best thing ever. And I didn't, you know, I just sort of split the money with them. I never had to pay rent. And that was, I made my claim to fame in Pensacola, and then came out here and I worked for the Y a little bit. But I actually found a big studio that was a dance studio. It was called Ebsen Dance School. Famous dancer from the 50s. She had pictures of them of dancing in Life magazine, and her brother was Buddy Ebsen.
Jed Clinton. Wow. Yeah, Jed.
I was real good with his sister, you know. Velma Ebsen taught there for years. and that was in the 80s. So, you know, we still got it going. So.
Well, I remember that because I bopped in. I was over at the Fox lot. I'd come over there and we'd run into each other in Venice or wherever we were. And I know it was very strange. You were doing something. It was going on around December at the Anaheim Convention Center. And you used to have a T-shirt. It had your name, with your karate school and on there. And I remember seeing these people at the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim. And then I went to Florence, Italy. And there I was in a hotel. Italy. And I see the people with the T-shirts on in Florence, Italy.
Yeah.
I'm going, how could this possibly happen? We're talking to Jerry Blank here, Pensacola native, 42 years now. He's a Californian at this point, Pacific Palisades, losing everything out there to these wildfires. As we speak, Jerry, I get a note here passed on a text wanting to know, how is Gladstone's?
Gladstone's did catch fire a little bit. But they were able to save it. but pretty much everything's around there got destroyed. There's another famous one called Moonshadow.
Yeah.
And then the real land got destroyed, and so a lot of all these places on this is called Topanga Beach.
Sure.
This is the real surfing beach. All of destroyed, and the whole strip of houses all the way up and down the coast. And there's a real nice area called Big Rock. About five of my students, the whole family's lost houses there. Also Sunset Mesa. Sunset Mesa was actually right where the Getty Villa is.
Yeah.
That's where Matthew Perry was living. Hey, right here in the Villa. All those houses, his house got destroyed too.
Okay, another text coming in here. You're blowing it up here, Jerry. How is Tuna Canyon, the park there?
Tuna Canyon and Topanga there, I'm not sure they're all closed. There is a lot of fire damage there. And as of right now, we still can't drive up there. So if you want to go surfing up at Malibu, you can't do any of that right now.
I couldn't believe to see in the sights because cruising north up, coming out of the tunnel, taking North PCH up into Malibu, up in that area, and seeing the images and what I'm looking at, we get the Fox B-roll here in the studio, and I just cannot believe it. As when we went on the air the day the storm, the firestorm had hit, I was talking to Austin in the studio, and I'm saying, what we're going to tell people here is if you're coming sunset to the sunset to PCH North, don't even think about going up that way.
Exactly. And to make it easier for people from Pensacola, I used to blow people's minds. I would tell them, just get on Interstate 10, and this is going to my house in Topanga.
That's right.
Get on Interstate 10 and take a right at Something Fishy Sushi Bar. I live right behind the sushi bar. You never had to exit. If you had enough gas, you could drive all the way from Pensacola to where I live. Would never happen to exit.
Listen,
and now that's all destroyed. It's all destroyed.
That reminds me of a Tommy Bartee, Whitey's Fish Camp story.
That's where he lived.
Yeah, I know.
He lived right there. I was living right behind it.
Absolutely. Talk about small businesses, 6,000 losing it. You know, if folks don't realize about Pacific Palisades, the Palisades is made up of small businesses. They really are.
It is. It reminds me. I even tell people, I told you, it sort of reminds me of Gulf Breeze. The Palisades High School are called the Dolphins.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You sort of go through the Palisades to get to the beach. It's sort of like Gulf Breeze. Small, sort of like a bedroom community, but there's still a lot of businesses there. And some of them that are still, that made it, they're actually closing down because they said, I guess they call it the infrastructure is too hard.
Right.
And by the time they get it rebuilt, you know, get it all opened up, it'd be too late, you know.
Hey, Jerry, you're going to be coming back home pretty soon, aren't you, for your winter sessions?
Yeah, next month, it's Saturday the 22nd. We're going to be there. And this part sort of chokes me up, but some of my students, these little kids, lost everything. They're so excited to have something to look forward to. They're displaced right now. They're going, I lost my green belt. I lost my trophies, my blah, blah. I said, we're going to get these trophies. This is time to deserve them. But anyway, it's a great event, and we've been doing it since 1980. And they're going to come back there, and we're going to blow it up big time for them.
Yeah, J.J. Waters and I were talking about that this morning. And we're going to really blow this thing wide open and give you some great PR on this thing. Before we get off of here, you've also got a GoFundMe page. How can somebody help access that page?
Yeah, my daughter set that up, GoFundMe. You can go to my Facebook if you want to do that. And I have a Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. She's really good at all that stuff. But it's all legit. And I don't even care about the money. Just like doing this interview just makes me feel so good. And knowing I'm getting to come back home.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
I've been getting a little for more than the weekend.
You'll hear you'll hear the screams of Joe Buck all up and down the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
I warned my friends that come there. I have another name back there.
Hey, Jerry, you got to do me a favor. When you get some of your young students in town, bring them by the studio and we'll have you on over here.
I will do that. And you're mainly at Monday through Friday, right?
Absolutely. Four to seven. And we will welcome you with open arms. And by the way, Howard Seaton, who works here, is a good friend of yours.
He's
also saying, make sure Jerry knows I was listening.
Yeah. Howard, hi. I love Howard. Good job.
Okay. Listen, Jerry Blank, you be careful. Godspeed with you, man. Our hearts are with you. And maybe the Palisades can get back to what they were in a few years from now.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And I love you guys. Thanks so much. God bless for calling me.
Okay. Jerry Blank, former Pensacola native, 42 years now, calls himself, and rightly so, a California native. And, boy, I grew up surfing with him and spending some great times with old Joe Buck. That was our nickname for him. We called him Joe Buck. But anyway, we thank him for his time, and we really pray for his recovery, because it was really brutal in the Pacific Palisades.
Definitely. Just about 5:21 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got former special counsel Jack Smith saying the evidence he compiled against Trump would have led to a conviction of the now president-elect. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
It's Customer Appreciation Month at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola, with special sale pricing on selected Bernina and Burnett machines through January 21st, and free online classes with the purchase of a Baby Lock machine through January 28th. Darrell's is the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Financing is available. Darrell's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Petronas, Florida's Chief Financial Officer. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on January 28th, paid for by Friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
When you
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. A little bit of Justin Timberlake never hurt anybody in the afternoon.
That is true.
This is Pensacola right
I've
now.
I've never been
News
hurt by
News Radio 92.3 and Chris Bryant, Austin Price in with you. Talking about Southern California, just igniting. In another, it looks as though it's going to be another rough night. Winds picking up over 70 miles per hour this afternoon. Santa Ana's still blasting in there. That with the wind that speed, it could really blow those fires in the L.A. area totally up.
Right.
I mean, just totally reignite this thing. While we're talking about the L.A. fires, snow coming to Middle America. It's a crazy world, but we're covering it for you. Here's Janice Dean.
Another day of extreme, critical fire weather danger over Southern California, as strong winds could potentially help set more fires or spread them. Winds could gust upwards of 70 miles per hour, especially across Ventura and LA counties, where we already have ongoing huge fires. Meanwhile, lake effect snow is piling up near the Great Lakes. We will feel a brief warm-up over the central U.S. ahead of the next deep Arctic blast moving in this weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 5:25 here. We'll get a first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Got some issues still on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards 10 Mile Road, another major spot's going to be North Davis Highway, traveling northbound, passing Creighton Road and approaching I-10. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual areas. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, basically on par with today, high of 58, low of 42.
Hey, make 25 a safe year for your pups and plant a microchip. The Friends of Santa Rosa Animal Shelter has partnered with local fire departments to help reunite owners with their pets using microchip readers to do it. Santa Rosa County Fire Department's offering the scanning service from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they do that 7 days a week, and love from their heart for doing it.
Yes, absolutely. And as you said, it is. It's a great service, not just by the people who do it, but it's also in the owner's best interest and the dogs. Just so you know where they are. It's as simple as that.
That's right.
Mentioned this before the break. Former special counsel Jack Smith saying the evidence he compiled against Trump would have led to a conviction overnight. The Justice Department sent Congress a final report from Smith, who resigned last week. The report covers his investigation of Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, including the buildup to the January 6th riot and the riot itself. Smith also authored a second report about Trump's handling of classified documents. That report remains blocked by a federal judge, citing the charges pending against the two men who have been Trump's co-defendants.
528, News Radio 92.3. Would you mind racking 525 for me, if you don't mind? That's the 82. I want to get this in here before this half hour slides away. Metallica has donated $500,000 for relief efforts in Los Angeles to the fires. Monica DeLuca has that and a lot more in Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Metallica is using the band's philanthropic foundation, All Within My Hands, to donate $500,000 in relief efforts to communities in California that have been impacted by the deadly wildfires. Beyonce is also chipping in. Her Be Good Charity Foundation is donating $2.5 million to help families rebuild. The Village People have accepted an invitation to perform at President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural events. That's in spite of the group's legal history with the former president, issuing a cease and desist letter to him in 2023 when a cover band played the song Macho Man at Mar-a-Lago. Carrie Underwood is expected to sing a rendition of America the Beautiful shortly before President-elect Trump takes the oath of office. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
All righty, very well. Fox News break coming up. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll be getting into our sports segment. There's a lot to dig into there. We've got an update on Caitlin Clark's stalker. And Chris, you said you've got some audio on how that fool behaved, correct?
We're gonna probably hear something from the courtroom on that one. It'll probably be pretty humorous. Coming up on News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Saucier. President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth facing questions from senators on Capitol Hill during his confirmation hearing. He talked about his service in the Army National Guard as an asset for the job. He also has faced criticism over opposition to women serving in combat roles. Hegseth clarifying where he stands on that issue.
Yes, women will have access to ground combat roles, given the standards remain high, and we'll have a review to ensure the standards have not been eroded.
Well, the wildfire is still ravaging communities in Southern California. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass responding to criticism about the city's competence to recover and rebuild from the damage left behind.
I am completely confident that we will be able to do this because we will be correcting deficiencies in our bureaucracy in order to expedite the building.
America's listening to Fox News.
Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The federal budget sank further into the red during December, leaving the first fiscal quarter deficit nearly 40% higher than it was a year ago. For December, the shortfall totaled more than $86 billion, which actually represents a 33% drop, according to a Treasury Department report. Rising financing costs, along with continued spending growth and declining tax receipts, are now pushing the national debt past the $36 trillion mark. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow gaining 220, the S&P 500 up slightly by 6, and the NASDAQ lost 43 points. Southwest Airlines is pausing corporate hiring and promotions, suspending most of its summer internships in order to cut costs and improve their margins. Southwest is scheduled to report their fourth quarter results January 30th. U.S. crude oil futures for February down 0.9% to above $78 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. TGL presented by SoFi is back tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we'll see the debut of 15-time major champion Tiger Woods as his Jupiter Links Golf Club squad, that also features Max Homa and Kevin Kisner, will be squaring off against the Los Angeles Golf Club, which consists of Colin Morikawa, Justin Rose, and Sahith Theegala. I'm Zach Gelb.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate: managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Smoking in the boys' room. Yeah! Smoking in the boys' room. Nah, teacher, don't you feel me? Up with your rules. Everybody knows that smoking ain't allowed in school.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Did you see the humidity levels in Southern California this afternoon? 8% humidity. Dry conditions, the winds crank it up. Not a good formula for this evening's fire control, that's for sure. I hope you had a chance to join us a few moments ago. We spoke to Jerry Blank, Pensacola native, who is he's a world-class karate champion, MMA teacher, owned a dojo, and of course his house, lost the dojo, lost the house. Didn't lose his spirit. Did you notice he said he grabbed his world championship belt?
Yes.
When he was heading out the door, he didn't let that go. But yeah, we checked in with Jerry in the Palisades this afternoon. Not a pretty picture to talk about, but we wish him the best, and prayers going out to all of those folks in Southern California. This weekend, another brutal road trip for the Ice Flyers. Good guys facing Fayetteville Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before returning home against Evansville on Friday the 24th. Of course, puck will drop 7:05 in the Bay Center. And you were you did a story last hour on Caitlin Clark, and her stalker went to court today. And it was a very interesting day in that courtroom. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Texas man who has been charged with felony stalking of Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark has made his first court appearance.
55-year-old Michael Lewis interrupted Tuesday's proceedings upon sitting down, telling a judge, quote, guilty as charged, and, quote, throw me the bookie, though a plea of not guilty was entered. The man is accused of sending sexually violent messages to Clark from his social media account and driving to Indianapolis. Lewis could face up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Clark took the WNBA by storm in her first season, winning the Rookie of the Year and taking Indiana to the playoffs for the first time since 2016. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
That's scary.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I heard earlier today, because I saw a headline from ESPN talking about how he was disruptive in his hearing today. And as you said, I covered it some last hour, and apparently right as he sat down, he said, guilty as charged. So he's at least he's honest, I guess. Anyway.
Or stupid.
Yeah, well, that too. Two things can be true at once. All right, Tiger Woods, he's making his debut this evening. In fact, in about 20 minutes. In the Tomorrow Golf League, his Jupiter Links club faces off against the LA Golf Club, which features Justin Rose. The TGL is a tech-infused golf league that's co-founded by Woods and Rory McIlroy. Woods recently said that he's hopeful to bring new fans to the game, and it mixes a real indoor course with a virtual one. Three-person teams go head-to-head each week inside a new arena built at Florida's Palm Beach State College. Tonight's match tees off at 6, as I said, and airs on ESPN.
Okay, 541, News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate the ride. Little movement here to talk about. The House passes the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. Jeff Manasso has more on this trending story.
The final vote, 218 to 206, with two Democrats joining Republicans to pass the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act that would ban schools from allowing biological males to compete in women's sports. House Speaker Mike Johnson calling it one more step to returning common sense to Washington.
My own daughters competed in sports as they were growing up, and I can only imagine the anger I would feel as a dad if they had their trophies stolen from them.
Democrats call the bill bigoted and harmful. It now heads to the Republican-controlled Senate and incoming President Donald Trump, who's vowed to protect women and girls in sports and to sign the bill into law. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, and also want to give you another reminder that the NFL divisional round is set. The Rams just beating up on the Vikings last night, and some people were blindsided by it. But, Chris, I told you off air, I think it's just a matter of Sam Darnold being amateur when it comes to that kind of stage against that kind of team. And his O-line was doing him no favors, early deficit. He wanted to just eagerly get him out of the deficit, and he needed to pick his battles with the football, and it didn't happen. With the Rams' win, they will now be facing the Eagles on Sunday. The other Sunday game is Bills and Ravens. On Saturday, however, we got the Chiefs and Texans and the Lions and Commanders.
Yeah, okay, what do you feel about that Washington-Detroit game?
Ooh, I mean, I've got the Lions winning. I hope the Commanders can make it close.
Right.
I know there was expected to be an offensive affair between them and the Bucks, and that is not what we got. We got 23-20. So I think the Lions could run away with it if the Commanders play them like they did Tampa Bay. But I hopefully expect a lot of scoring this time.
Don't you feel a little left out knowing that this game with Washington and Detroit is a night game and you won't have any football on Saturday afternoon?
That is kind of a bummer.
You really think about it. I just totally brought you right down, didn't I, folks?
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Jeez.
All right. Listen, one of music's most popular artists announcing she'll be performing at President-elect Trump's inauguration. Alexis McAdams has more from West Palm Beach.
Country music star Carrie Underwood will be singing during the swearing-in ceremony for both President-elect Trump and also Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. So the American Idol star will be singing America the Beautiful, joined by the Armed Forces Chair and also the United States Naval Academy Glee Club. Underwood has been ripped, though, by some fans on social media who say she shouldn't have taken the gig. She said this, though, "I am humbled to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future." Other performers are going to be Village People, Kid Rock, Billy Ray Cyrus, Jason Aldean, Rascal Flatts, and Lee Greenwood, which if you went to any Trump rally, that's pretty much what they played.
Yeah, I don't know why some people are so floored by this. Listen, if you disagree with her politically, that's fine. Join a club. It's a pretty large one. But I remember back a while ago, she got into some social media trouble because she was caught liking a Matt Walsh post on Twitter. And it's like, okay, you know, we knew she was Republican. This should not stun anybody like people are pretending it does. But hey, it's her right. Whoopi Goldberg even conceded that. Hey, it's her right. She can perform her art wherever she wishes. Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, man. This is looking like an art piece with all the colors I got. We got a lot of red on the roads here. If you are traveling northbound on North Davis Highway towards I-10, still got some issues there. Same with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, the worst looking spot right now is probably going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 53 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy, high of 58, low of 42.
All right, it's 5:45, News Radio 92.3. The Justice Department has released Special Counsel David Weiss's report on the investigation of Hunter Biden, saying that the president's son made millions of dollars off his last name and political connections, you think? And then failed to pay his fair share of taxes. Peter Ducey has the details from the White House.
The heart of President Biden's pardon of his son was that he accused the special counsel, David Weiss, of singling Hunter Biden out. Now David Weiss is saying that the president was wrong to say that. The biggest problem the special counsel, Weiss, has with Hunter is that he didn't pay $1.4 million in taxes over a five-year stretch. Weiss says those are not inconsequential tax violations and that Mr. Biden made his money by using his last name and connections to secure lucrative business opportunities such as a board seat at a Ukrainian industrial conglomerate Burisma Holdings Limited and a joint venture with individuals associated with a Chinese energy conglomerate.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's something that we definitely haven't heard the last of yet. All right, several organizations providing relief for musicians and others in the music industry who have been impacted by the L.A. wildfires. Guitar Center now accepting applications for one-time grants to replace gear and instruments lost in the fires, and each applicant can have gear and instruments replaced worth up to $1,500, so that's very generous of them. Meanwhile, the Recording Academy's Music Cares is providing financial assistance to music industry professionals, the organization providing $1,500 in financial assistance and $500 grocery card. So there's some there's something wholesome in this entire situation.
Okay, interesting story unraveling this afternoon. Friendship Missionary Baptist Church sought to have Escambia Circuit Judge Court Judge Jan Shackelford disqualified from a case overseeing a lawsuit that alleges Escambia Commissioner Lumen May was involved in a plot to transfer land away from the church after the judge ruled against the church. Judge Shackelford ruled last week that the motion to disqualify her was untimely and legally insufficient. The lawsuit stems from a dispute between the church's pastor, Lou Timothy May, and much of his family, which includes his brother, Escambia County Commissioner Lumen May. You following me here?
Trying.
Need a scorecard on this one. Friendship Missionary Baptist Church is appealing that ruling. Wow.
As you said, you got all that.
Just tell me if you were following me or not.
Chris, let me ask you this. I got a question for you.
Sure,
now.
Go ahead.
Why is TikTok in danger of being banned?
Because the database of people's information, private information,
right,
is being stored in Beijing.
Yeah, it's a Chinese-owned app.
It is a Chinese-owned app, and your private information is heading off to the big Beijing star in the sky.
Well, with that in mind, I read you this.
Okay.
With TikTok's future in the U.S. in the hands of the Supreme Court, a Chinese app called Red Note is topping the charts.
No.
Yesterday, Red Note was the top free to download app on the Apple App Store. The Shanghai-based Chinese language social media app has been called China's TikTok by users who can share videos, post pictures, make text posts, and also shop. Justices heard arguments last week over an impending ban of TikTok, and under a law signed last spring, ByteDance must sell the platform by January 19th. So there are apparently TikTok folks who are upset about this decision, upset about this potential ban. And they're like, OK, well, we're just going to go to this other Chinese owned and operated app.
There's a stupid person born every day. There really is. I mean, this is a perfect example.
I think I saw this described as like a protest move, and I guess it is.
What I always say, you know,
I don't know
animals are so much smarter than human beings. You can put an animal down, and if there's something in the food that they don't like, they're not going to eat it. Mm-hmm. What do we do as human beings? We just do it, put smoke in our bodies. I mean, just pollute our bodies up with all these things. We're rocking the charts of being stupid. But here, this is another perfect example.
Yeah, you topped the charts of idiocy, my friend.
Come on.
Congratulations.
Oh, hell, let's just go over this and put my name. Here's my name and here's my card numbers and everything else.
All righty. Here,
Jeez, Pete.
I'll give you something a bit more uplifting.
Please.
Lincoln, Nebraska snowplows. now have names.
All right.
Out of 25 finalists, I'm not naming them all, the public voted for 8 winners. Winning names include The Big Leplowski, nice. Sleetwood Mac,
nice.
Control Salt Delete,
nice.
Betty Whiteout, Buenos Snoches, Han Snolo, Plowabunga, and Sled Zeppelin. Decals with winning names will be attached to 8 city snowplows, which will be in service by the spring.
Lincoln, Nebraska rocks.
Yeah, there's a lot of creative folks
like
in Lincoln.
That. I wonder how much time they have on their hands in Lincoln.
I don't know. Those are clever.
Let me just sit back here and think of names of snowplows.
I'd be really impressed if there was just one person that came up with all 8 of those. Alrighty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. when we return, we got some weird headlines for you, including the National Archives looking for volunteers that can help transcribe cursive. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. 5 beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. You know what night is the most active night outside of like Saturday, Friday and Saturday night? Well, what night is the night to go out? Where people go out and meet people? What is the best night?
The easy answer would be Friday.
Thursday.
Really?
Because they set the dates up for Thursday night, for Friday. You go out for Thursday night, you hit somebody, hey, I want to go out tomorrow night, Saturday night, blah, blah, blah. Thursday night's the most active night for a single participants in the dating scene.
Single, ready to mingle. Yeah, gotcha.
Right. Okay, inflation fight showing some signs of progress last month. See, here's a good story. Nice positive piece of information. Ginny Casola has more with this trending information.
Wholesale inflation measured by the producer price index rose just 0.2% in December. It's a cooler increase than expected and a smaller jump than in November. The core PPI excluding food and energy came in flat. However, for the year ending in December, the PPI rose from November, increasing 3.3%, and the core annual PPI rose 3.5%, also an increase from the previous month. The PPI for the year ending in March of 2022 peaked at 11.7%. The Consumer Price Index for December is released on Wednesday. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All right, just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Seeing a lot of our congestion die down, as we typically do this time every afternoon. Do have some minor backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. Be on the lookout for that. Also a little bit on Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. But outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 53 degrees, low of 43. Tomorrow, high of 58, low of 42.
Well, I hope you got a chance to catch Monday night's first full moon of the year. It was a beauty. January's Wolf Moon didn't disappoint, along with a little lanyap thrown in. Stargazers had an opportunity to see or potentially not see Mars because it was hidden behind the moon. The old Farmer's Almanac says that January's full moon is referred to as the Wolf Moon because wolves are more likely to be heard howling during the winter.
Really? Oh, thank you for the demonstration.
All right. Surgeon General, by the way, is fighting for a serious warning on alcohol labels. Lisa Brady has more for us.
This is House Call for Health. A serious health warning on alcohol products could be coming, but it may take a while. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy made a recommendation for adding cancer warnings to alcoholic beverages earlier this month. But some health experts say it could take years to implement if approved. Some health experts also say the process needs to be slow on serious health claims to allow for further research. Murthy says alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the country, and updated health warning labels are needed to increase prevention. As an example of the slow process, Dr. David Shaker of the New Jersey-based Shaker Medical Group tells Fox Business you can look at the history of similar topics. He references a 1964 Surgeon General report on smoking and cancer, but warnings didn't start appearing on packs of cigarettes until 1966. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much, Lisa. And I mentioned this before the break, the National Archives looking for volunteers to help transcribe historic documents ahead of the nation's 250th anniversary. The archive has documents dating back to the Revolutionary War that are written in cursive and need to be transcribed. Documents include pension records, immigration materials, and other historic items. Listen, when you read the headline and you hear people at the National Archives need help reading cursive, I think a lot of people will lose faith in humanity when they hear that. However, cursive can be very difficult to read in some of these old documents because, like, have you ever seen a doctor's signature?
Oh,
it
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also in that time period, people, their verbiage in some of their written work was different, vastly so, than it is now. So I'm gonna hold out benefit of the doubt for this headline here.
Do you still write in cursive?
I've never consistently written in cursive. I learned it. I signed my name in cursive,
right.
obviously. But no, I don't write in cursive. I write in print if I need to jot something down for somebody.
Okay. The upcoming Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge on the way, set to go in February. The event engages local chefs with plant-based menu options. Here's what you do. Go to the Pensacola Vegan Chef Challenge website. See the list of participating restaurants and menu items. Sample the vegan dishes, then vote for your favorites either at the restaurants or by February 28th on the challenge website. I like vegetables. I'm on top of that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people my age, I've heard them say, oh, I love fruit, but I hate my vegetables. And I'm like, wow, you're a literal child. You know, I'm the opposite. I don't like fruit.
Come on.
But I love vegetables.
Okay. You like dogs?
Yeah.
Well, Jill Nato says time to take care of that dog of yours.
Take a pause.
Happy National Train Your Dog Month. Brad Pfeiffer of the Certification Council for Professional Dog Trainers says January's a good time to see if your dog is making you crazy.
Sometimes dogs jump up. Sometimes they're reactive to people. Sometimes they are digging the backyard. It's the time of year where we kind of take stock of what we like, what we don't like.
Pfeiffer says anyone can claim to train dogs, but you can avoid trouble by hiring one that's certified by the council. He says a certified trainer is going to encourage you.
We are exercising them and meeting their emotional and physical well-being needs, and that we are teaching them how to behave in our world.
And a good trainer will tell you to be steady with commands.
Consistency is key. It's about being disciplined and what you allow your dog to do or not do and integrating them into your family.
Check the Certification Council for Professional Dog Trainers website for more. Take a pause and happy training. Jill Nato, Fox News.
All righty. See, that's why I'm not successful. I'm just not stern enough, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You're too soft. You look at the dog and you're like,
oh. And they know that.
Yeah, they take advantage of that. Oh, my goodness.
Talking to the dogs.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.